My name is Linda Ahern Salto. I'm Pat McCabe Ahern's oldest daughter. And I was listening yesterday while my mom and Jean told their stories, and my mom was saying, I wish we had some stories from the Ahern side of the family. And two of the McCabe sisters married brothers that were Aherns. And their mother, Ruby, Burton was her last name, Ruby Burton. She was from Oregon. And I thought it was a really interesting story that my grandpa Ahern was a school teacher, and he went out to Oregon to teach school and fell in love with one of his students. And she was only about 16 at the time. I think if that sort of thing went on now, it wouldn't go over so well. But for their honeymoon, they took a trip up the West Coast on a boat. And at one time I had an opportunity when I was in San Francisco to see a boat that may not have been the exact same boat, but it was the same size and everything. They were pretty tiny little boats with little berths. And I guess she didn't enjoy her honeymoon too much. She was seasick most of the time. But they ended up back in Oklahoma, and that's where they raised their family, and that's where everybody met. And I also thought it was interesting that Ruby was born in Oregon, and my grandma Iva's middle name was Oregon, because her parents gave the kids all states for middle names. And so that's my story from the Ahern side of the family. And also, when we were in the car, my mom was having me go over the notes one of my brothers had given her about that she was trying to remember really old memories. And so I started thinking of some of my favorite childhood memories were of our annual vacations to Oklahoma, because that's where we went every summer for vacation. That was our vacation, playing with my cousins on the farm. And I'm pretty sure my dad only got 1 week vacation, and that's really not enough to make it to Oklahoma and spend a few days and go back when you're driving. So most summers, he would just go one way with us, and we would either come back with somebody else or somebody would take the bus. But we worked it out so that we usually had at least a full week in Oklahoma, and then, you know, the days getting there and going back. And reading her memories of going to and from Oklahoma and Oregon on those vacations reminded me of the summer we thought we were going to the Oregon coast for our vacation. I was like 13, and I had never seen the ocean, even though we lived in Oregon. And this summer, we only had a week. We're going to go to the beach. And we came to the junction where you turn right to go to the West Coast, and you turn east to go to Oklahoma. And my mom started crying, and she said, I want to go home. And we went east. We took our beach balls to the farm. And she was remembering one summer when actually my grandfather Ahern had been on vacation in Oregon, and he was dying. He wasn't dead yet, and my mom took the bus, I think, or flew or something, out to Oklahoma so that her sister, Mildred, could ride back to Oregon and see Grandpa Ahern. And she brought some of the kids and left some of them with Iva. And one of the kids that came with her was my cousin Barbara. And she says she remembers Barbara was so upset because they were having to travel on her birthday, so she didn't get to celebrate her birthday. And it reminded me that it seemed like it was always somebody's birthday when we were moving, you know, because we moved a lot when I was growing up. And so we wouldn't have a party, but we always had a cake, even if we didn't have a party. If it's your birthday, you're going to have a cake. So, and Mom always made the cake. And I remember carrying my cake on the cake stand that Mom got from Aunt Katie for her wedding, because the birthday cake always had to go on the cake stand. And maybe some years, if it was somebody else's birthday, they might have gotten away with not using the stand. But I had my cake on the stand, and I carried it in the car when we drove from our old home to our new home, so that when we got there that night, we had cake to celebrate the birthday and the arrival. I think it was my 12th birthday. So we moved often, and I do think that it helped me build character. There's nothing like being the new girl. to build character. And it helps you see things from the outside and see things that you don't like, and you think, well, I'm not going to be like that. You know, with your little cliques and your little, all this stuff that goes on. And so I've been thinking about how I'm sort of torn between being a vagabond and traveling and what's over the next hill and let's live somewhere new and enjoying my home and gardening. And I can see that being a vagabond and being a homebody are both in my genes.
So. Cool.
That was my main thought.
That's great. I was trying to think of
a question.
I've got one. If you don't.
Okay, go.
Our moms, I had never thought about it before. They must have coordinated those vacations to some extent.
Oh yeah, because they wanted us to be.
We did the same thing, that same pattern every year. Mm-hmm. The place we went was Oklahoma, and when we got there, there was at least the Davises and often many more people there.
Yeah, well, the Davises were always there because they lived there.
Right.
But I think they did coordinate as best they could, and sometimes it would be like an overlap. We wouldn't all be there at the same time, but...
Right. I never thought about that. They must have talked, you know,
set that up. Yeah, I'm sure they did.
What are some of your memories of Grandma Ida?
Oh, I mean, of course the kids all loved her because she was like a kid. You know, she'd get down and play with us and tease us and and all that. So my memories are pretty similar to everybody else's. And, of course, I was always crazy about horses. So that's what I always remember, spending time riding horses when I was there. Mm-hmm. And she didn't ride with us, which was too bad. I mean, she was just too busy, I guess. I can't ever remember. The only time I ever rode with her was when she came out to Oregon on vacation and we went on a trail ride, you know, on rented horses. But she was fun to be around.
And what do you remember about Grandpa Barney?
He always seemed really quiet. You know, I don't feel like I got to know him as well as I got to know her. I think he got to know the boys better because he would get them involved in the farming activities, but he didn't have that much to do with the girls. Just the opposite of my dad. Spoiled the girls.
Well, tell us a little bit about your dad.
Oh, my dad. I didn't prepare anything for my dad.
That's all right.
So, but he was great. One thing I did think about when I talked about Grandma Ida being the disciplinarian, and in my family, growing up, I think maybe my mom had to be the disciplinarian too because my dad was such a softy, and then I'm a little upset because I never wanted to be the disciplinarian, and I kind of got stuck in that role too. So maybe we tend to choose. We don't want any men that are going to be mean to our children. So we choose these old softies, and then we end up having to be the tough guy.
What's the funniest thing you remember happening to you while you were out at the farm? When you were with
Oh,
Steve?
Boy. I really can't think of anything funny that I remember.
Or interesting or striking or... whatever.
Oh, I'm glad I wasn't there for that mouse story. Because that's one way I'm not like Grandma. I'm not tough, and I, you know, I couldn't kill chickens and stomp mice. No way. Yeah, when Mom said I was like her, then she said, you know, how you really like horses? And I said, oh, yeah, that. But, yeah, she was always keeping us laughing. If I think of a good story before it's too late, I'll bring it back.
Okay. Do you remember any of the ghost stories Grandma used to tell? That was an and question.
It reminded me of something funny, a generational thing. Grandma did tell stories, and I think my younger brother is a good storyteller. He's only a year younger than me, and he's also the same one that remembers names, so I guess he remembers stories. And what some of the stories that I don't remember hearing, but Grandma would tell stories about being a big game hunter or in Africa, all these vivid stories. And one time when my mom went to PTA, the teacher said, "Which is it, your father or your husband's father that's the big game hunter?" And I'm sure that was from Grandma Iva, mm-hmm. because Grandma Iva told the stories like it really happened. Mm-hmm. And so my little brother picked up on that too, and he said, "Well, my grandpa, it's a big game hunter in Africa."
So. Do you have any stories of any of your aunts or uncle?
I wish I did. We were all, you know, trying to get people to think of stories, especially from the ones that are gone and can't tell their own stories, you know. Odelia and Dorothy, and I have hardly any memories of Dorothy. I do have memories of Odelia, and when I was very young, before she had children, she really spoiled us, you know, because she loved children, and she had already had that first marriage where she wanted children so badly and hadn't had any, mm-hmm. and she'd buy us rock candy. I remember that. She thought that was so cool that it looked like a rock, but it was really a jelly bean. So everybody loved Odelia. She loved to read us stories, and yeah, she kind of had that reputation in the family, kind of like Aunt Katie in Grandpa's family, that, you know, she was the intellectual, mm-hmm. and making sure those kids knew how to read.
Oh, I've said it before, you know, there were times in my family, you know, that we ate plain food.
Yeah.
But we always had magazine subscriptions. And oh. I didn't know that was unusual. My mom subscribed to Saturday Evening Post and Life and Look.
Oh, boy.
And those were always around, even if we ate beans, you know.
That's interesting.
But I remember, I think Grandma, I had she kind of delighted in scaring little kids.
Probably.
She had a kind of wicked sense of humor about that. And she'd tell those ghost stories and really try to, you know, freak them out.
You know, maybe I just wasn't as sensitive to it, because I'm sure when I was there, I listened too. Mm-hmm.
That could have been a slightly younger group too. She might have enjoyed that more as time went on. I don't know. But they told stories, her and the older people, so about ball lightning and chain lightning and all that, and how they... It appeared where the guy hung himself. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of ghost stories.
The only ghost I could remember her referring to was the Indian that was buried on the mound near the road.
Right.
He might come rolling out of the grave or something. I don't think I was very sensitive to those things as a kid. I've always been a real skeptic. You know. Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, I'm not sure to this day whether she believed those and that was just everybody was a little bit superstitious, or whether that was something she was just telling us to scare us.
I think the latter, but yeah, I don't know.
She was pretty hard-headed, level-headed otherwise.
Yeah.